An ancient conundrum asks, how many angels can dance on the head of a pin? The poet asks, how many stem cells can dance on the head of a pin? And upon reflecting, answers, as many as the number of angels who can do so. Dancing on the head of a pin. Dance, stem cells, dance. Little embryonics thawed and so excited about the dance, the world, the future. What might they achieve, become? They were having so much fun evolving, they forgot their freezing nursery and friends left behind, not invited to the ball. Sad Cinderellas, dreaming icy dreams of handsome suitors and glass slippers, one size fits all. Waiting, it seemed, forever to be unfrozen, chosen. The stem cell adults, reputed to be equal to any demands, knew better, but volunteered as chaperones, vigilant, on the lookout for overly friendly white-coated strangers, evil beings who might snatch the tiny blastocysts and spirit them away to new, hitherto unmapped places, godless territories, dangerous terrain, uncertain fates. Meanwhile, at the biodump, a block of embryonics was melting in perfect confusion, trying to discover where the ball was being held and wondering how to get there, swim or fly. Rumors were rampant, and then a cellular voice cut through the din. This is ridiculous. There is not room for even one of us to dance on the head of a pin. Silence ensued as a murky puddle of discard grew and spread. Thank you.